Actor Alec Baldwin faces criminal charges in the shooting death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of the movie Rust. Baldwin was the film's lead actor and a producer. He was holding the prop gun that went off during a rehearsal. The bullet killed Hutchins and wounded the director, and the production's armorer was also charged today. NPR's Mondalit Del Barco has been following the story since last year when all of this happened and joins us in studio now. Hey, Mondalit.
Hey.
So can you just tell us more about these charges and what they could actually mean for both Alec Baldwin and the armorer?
Sure. Well, Alec Baldwin and the set's armorer, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, each faced two counts of involuntary manslaughter. Those are both fourth-degree felonies. Mm-hmm. The first one is punishable by up to 18 months in jail and a $5,000 fine. And the second, because a firearm element was added, carries a mandatory five-year sentence. Huh. Yeah, so authorities investigated the shooting, trying to figure out who's responsible for what happened during a rehearsal of a scene on a ranch outside of Santa Fe. And in a statement today, the New Mexico District Attorney's Office said the evidence showed a pattern of criminal disregard for safety on the film set. By the end of this month, the charges will be officially filed. Now, Elsa, there was another person charged with negligent use of a deadly weapon. That was Assistant Director David Halls. He signed a plea deal, and he faces a suspended sentence and 6 months of probation. The special prosecutor in the case said that in a statement that if Halls, Gutierrez-Reed, or Baldwin had done their job, Helena Hutchins would be alive today.
Well, what are Baldwin and the others saying so far about these charges?
Well, Baldwin's attorneys vowed to fight the charges, which they call a terrible miscarriage of justice. They said in a statement, quote, Mr. Baldwin had no reason to believe there was a live bullet in the gun or anywhere on the movie set. He relied on the professionals with whom he worked, who assured him the gun did not have live rounds. Now, Baldwin has maintained he was not criminally responsible. He even went on ABC TV to recount how he'd been rehearsing with Hutchins behind the camera.
Now, in this scene, I'm going to cock the gun. And I said, do you want to see that? And she said, yes. So I take the gun and I start to cock the gun. I'm not going to pull the trigger. I said, do you see that? She goes, well, just cheat it down and tilt it down a little bit like that. And I cock the gun. I go, can you see that? Can you see that? Can you see that? And she says, and then I let go of the hammer of the gun and the gun goes off.
Now, as for Gutierrez-Reed, yeah. As for Gutierrez-Reed, her attorney sent a statement today that said she did not commit involuntary manslaughter and that she will be exonerated by a jury. He said, quote, these charges are the result of a very flawed investigation and an inaccurate understanding of the full facts.
Hmm. Well, what about Helena Hutchins and her family? Like, what are they saying about these charges?
Well, the Hutchins say they support the charges and will fully cooperate with the prosecution. In a statement, they said it is, quote, it is a comfort to the family that in New Mexico, no one is above the law. Now, Elsa, it was just a year and a half ago that Baldwin had reached a settlement with Hutchins' husband, Matthew. At the time, he said he dropped the wrongful death lawsuit he filed against Baldwin and the other producers with Rust Productions. And as part of that agreement, the filming of Rust was to resume this month in January, with Hutchins' widow serving as an executive producer. But now we'll just have to see if Rust ever gets made.
That was NPR's Mondalit Del Barco. Thank you, Mondalit.
Thank you, Elsa.